Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft's first fiscal quarter of 2021 beat expectations and included revenue up 12% to $37.2 billion, net income of $13.9 billion, and earnings per share of $1.82, with all three of Microsoft's operating groups seeing year-over-year growth. Azure saw a 48% revenue increase after several quarters of decline. Xbox content and services revenue increased 30%, and gaming revenue as a whole increased 22%. Windows OEM revenue was down 5%, but Windows commercial revenue increased 13%. CEO Satya Nadella said on the company's earnings call that Microsoft Teams now has more than 115 million daily active users, which is up 53% from 75 million daily active users in April. Windows Central sources say that Microsoft is readying a big Windows 10 update for 2021 that will redesign the Start menu, Action Center, and File Explorer, among other things. The UI project is named Sun Valley and expected to be included in the upcoming Windows 10 Cobalt release scheduled for the holiday 2021 season. TikTok announced it will expand some resources in its in-app election guide in the U.S., adding direct access to polling locations and hours, guides meant to help people having voting difficulties, and other details about how the voting process works. TikTok is also working with the Associated Press to offer an interactive map on Election Day showing live results for both federal and state elections and ballot initiatives. Ubisoft will rename its subscription gaming service from Uplay Plus to Ubisoft Plus, and has added cross-platform availability. Ubisoft Plus still costs $14.99 per month, but some games will be accessible on Google Stadia and Amazon Luna, as well as your PC. This is separate from a Stadia Pro subscription or forthcoming Ubisoft Channel on Luna Plus. Ubisoft promises cross-platform progression as well. It launches for all Uplay Plus subscribers on November 10th. New FCC filings, first spotted by VentureBeat's Jeremy Horwitz, point to Apple's iPhone 12 being able to wirelessly charge an external accessory with support for, quote, a built-in inductive charging transmitter and receiver. Although Apple hasn't officially announced this functionality, it could be used to charge future AirPods or Apple's upcoming AirTags. The documents do say, quote, currently the only accessory that can be charged by iPhones is an external potential Apple accessory in future, and that the reverse charging currently, quote, only occurs when the phone is connected to an AC power outlet. Meanwhile, CNET put Apple's new ceramic shield on the iPhone 12 through scratch and drop tests. The glass on the 12 is flush with the metal frame rather than curving up, and Apple says that design change alone makes it twice as durable as older models. It was only scratched by sandpaper. The back of the phone, which doesn't have a ceramic shield, cracked when dropped from hip height. The front survived without a crack from drops as high as 9 feet. Qualcomm announced an upgrade to its chip platform used in mesh Wi-Fi routers. The Immersive Home platform, as it's named, uses Wi-Fi 6 and 6E for better capacity and faster speed, including latency less than 3 milliseconds. Qualcomm says it operates cooler as well, The company says manufacturers that use the immersive home platform should be able to make smaller, cheaper mesh routers. Amazon launched a dedicated portal for Sweden at amazon.se. The local storefront will launch with 150 million products in 30 categories and will provide free delivery on eligible orders above $26 that are fulfilled by Amazon. This is Amazon's 17th local portal. And finally, Wyze launched the third version of its flagship camera, the Wyze Cam V3. It's now IP65 rated for outdoor use, has sensors for color night vision, and covers a 130-degree field of view at 15 frames per second at night and 20 during the day. They've also added an 80 decibels siren. The Wyze Cam V3 costs $20, and person detection requires the $2 a month Cam Plus service. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.